Thank you for joining us. The walk will take around 2 hours. Take good care. There may be some tricky terrain. We invite you to do as much of the walk as you are able. You may also listen to the tracks at home or come back another time. At each numbered point on your map, you will hear a story. At the end of each story, you'll hear this sound. Then you'll know it's time to remove your headphones and walk to the next number on the map, when you can put your headphones back on for the next story. We hope you enjoy your journey.
Hello, you. We are so pleased to see you. Soon, we will set off on our adventure, following the directions on your beautiful, magical map, to hear stories from some of the creatures who call these woods home. We'll step away from the bricked-over medieval well and set off. In the old days, pins were dropped here for blessings and hopes. So, think about what you might wish for. First, we'd like to share one story with you.
Once, there was a city. The city was full of good people, hithering and thithering with their buying and busyness. The air was grainy and grey, filled with deep, sorrowful sighs. The roads were jammed with traffic and littered with incomplete to-do lists. The brows of the people were furrowed like freshly ploughed fields, their necks bowed like May bluebells, eyes fixed firmly on the screens of their phones. They didn't see the soft clouds or the lemony sun. They rarely noticed lights glittering in puddles or the double helix of starlings murmurating. Lines settled on their faces. Their poor hearts shriveled like dried blackberries. The people worried there was not enough of anything to go around. They worried too that they were not enough. Time passed. More dashing about, more shopping, more worrying. Then, as happens once in a while, a great shadow passed over all the lands of the earth, bringing with it pestilence. It reached the city. The air filled with coughs and wheezes, and soon the wailing of grief and loss. Hospitals filled, schools emptied. The people were frightened. And yet, there were gifts too. Neighbours sang to each other from balconies, left bread on each other's doorsteps. Windows filled with rainbows painted by children. People got their hands dirty, planting, growing, harvesting. They baked cakes, stretched their aching bodies. Strangers said, "How are you?" and listened carefully to the reply. Hearts unfurled like spring flowers, filled to bursting with joy, grief, longing, melancholy, happiness. And slowly, people began to disobey their alarms and get up with the birds. They witnessed the everyday beauty of a sunrise. They walked in the woods, shy at first, then confident, knowing that this was not a visit, but a homecoming. That they belonged here. They were loved here. This was family.
This is where you come into the story. Right here, right now, with us. You have lived through this time, in which we were all reminded of what we loved and what we missed. Now we are inviting you to stay for a while, in a place that doesn't mind if your trousers are unfashionable, or how many baubles and trinkets you have or don't have, what awards and titles you have or don't have. All we ask is that you come and be here with us and listen to our stories, that you breathe and leave the outside world behind you. You may already feel the twitch of a tail that all human babies lose while still in their mother's wombs as you prepare to discover the lore of the wild. Can you feel it? So, take one deep breath in, make a wish if you like, and when you breathe out your troubles and walk with us into the woods, into the wild.
Breathe in and out.
Let's go.
Have you remembered to remove your headphones? You can put them back on once you've arrived at the next number on your map.